On the eve of Christmas, various workers' unions are issuing statements expressing goodwill and facilitation. The Local Government Workers and Health Service Workers Union are some of the organizations that have sent out solidarity messages. We bring you details of their statements.
In its statement, the Local Government Workers Union pledged that it will ensure that members work harder in 2014 and beyond to help the political and administrative heads of metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies and departments under the local government service to provide efficient and effective programs for communities. The union commended the patience and dedication to duty of Ghanaian workers, especially employees of MMDAs, for playing their roles in the national development agenda. It said it will in the new year ensure that its members with MMDAs tasked with revenue mobilization take the necessary measures to achieve the projected revenue targets towards the execution of development projects. The Local Government Workers Union noted that since workers of MMDAs are at the grassroots, any lapses on their part in discharging their duties can have dire consequences for development at the local level. He expressed disappointment at the mountain of refuse heaped in most communities and urged union members with responsibility for sanitation to help tackle the deteriorating situation head-on. It is the conviction of the Local Government Workers Union that the various structures of the local government service will be put in place to ensure participation at the local level in mobilizing and utilizing resources to ensure development. This obviously will give meaning to Ghana's decentralization reform initiative. For its part, the Health Services Workers Union noted that the Labour Front has been confronted with some major challenges in the single spine pay policy vis-a-vis agitations in the areas of implementation of outstanding issues. Among them are fair placement of some workers' pay levels and the payment of 8 months salary arrears by government after the negotiated 10% base pay for the single spine by the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiating Committee. The statement signed by the General Secretary Abu Kuntolo pointed out that astronomical increases in utility tariffs have been a major challenge to the union, considering the fact that water and electricity are basic necessities. It said in the coming year, the union is going to intensify education and training as well as resolving membership welfare issues.
Those were messages of goodwill from the Local Government and Health Services Workers Union.